the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us today as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before I get on with the question that I am going to answer today, I would like to encourage everyone to mark your calendars for a very special event coming up very soon at the Madisonville Church of Christ. I'm talking, of course, about our annual gospel meeting, which is scheduled to take place on Sunday, November 2nd through Wednesday, November 5th. That's coming up in about 1 month's time. We will be having, for our gospel meeting, a guest preacher, Brother Gary Knuckles. He is the preacher for the Bryansburg Church of Christ over in Marshall County, Kentucky, where he has labored for the Lord for a very long time. I am pleased that he is coming here. Gary is a good friend of mine and a great gospel preacher, and I know he's going to do a very good job for us as he conducts this gospel meeting. Now, what we would like for you to do is to come by and visit us during our gospel meeting. On Sunday, November 2nd, we will have all of our regularly scheduled services at their regularly scheduled times. We will have Bible study, which Brother Knuckles will be teaching the main class in the main auditorium. That'll take place at 9:30 a.m. Our worship service will follow at 10:30 a.m., and Brother Knuckles will be preaching during the worship service. And then we will have an evening worship service at 6 p.m., in which Brother Knuckles will also be preaching for us. Then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we will meet each of those evenings at 7 p.m. for a series of special services, in which Brother Knuckles will be presenting to us three more sermons. There will be a potluck dinner for everyone on Sunday afternoon after the morning worship service. And we hope that you and your family will be able to come and visit us during this time. It would be a great time for you to get to know the Church of Christ if you have never had any experience with it before. Maybe you've been curious about coming and meeting us and worshiping with us. Well, what better time than during our time of gospel meeting? That's November 2nd through the 5th, and I hope that you and your family will be able to come. By the way, we have another important annual event that is going to be taking place at right about the same time as our gospel meeting. On Saturday, November the 1st, we will have our annual Ladies' Day at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Our Ladies' Days have always been wonderful events, a great time of worship and fellowship and Bible study for the women of our congregation and our community. And we would like to invite all the ladies that are listening to the program today to come and be with us at the Madisonville Church of Christ on Saturday, November the 1st. Our speaker this year at Ladies Day is a dear sister from the Church of Christ in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And she, her name is Lori Dubree, and she's going to be exploring a theme, It All Begins With an Apron. And I hope that you will plan on being there. This event is for ladies only, and the gospel meeting, of course, is open to everybody. And I hope that you'll want to come and be with us for both of these events, if that is at all possible for you. Okay, now let's get down to the question that we have to deal with today. This question concerns giving, and the person who asks it wants to know, what is tithing, and are Christians supposed to give tithes today? Well, that is a good question and a very important question indeed. Tithing is the practice of giving a tenth of what one possesses. This was something that was common. It was ubiquitous in the Old Testament, even in the days before Moses and before his law. We read that Abraham gave tithes of all that he had to Melchizedek, the priest of Salem. When the law of Moses was established, it was written into the law of Moses that the Israelites, on an annual basis, were to give tithes of all that they possessed for the upkeep of the priesthood, the tabernacle, and then later the temple, basically to pay for the maintenance of their religious institutions and the function of them. It was something that was necessary for the maintenance of their way of life. Now, the Israelites not only had to give these annual tithes to the temple, but later on, when they had a king and a monarchy, they were required to give annual taxes to the king. They were required to give other kinds of taxes and fees during the year. It's estimated that the tax burden of the Israelites, say, during the kingdom of Solomon, was as much as one-third of all that they possessed. You know, not just their income, but everything that they owned. Their tax burden was far greater than our tax burdens here today, where we balk at having to pay a percentage of our income in taxes. At least we're not having to pay taxes like they did in the ancient world. But the tithing really was the only thing that was instituted by God, and that was for a specifically holy purpose. Now, do Christians have to pay tithes? Well, the answer to that question is no. No, they do not. Under the law of Christ, the giving that we are required to do is different from the way that it was in the Old Testament system. We are not required to give a tenth of all that we own every year. We are instead required to give on the first day of every week an amount of our money that is to be determined by the giver, according to the degree to which God has made us prosper. You can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. The idea here is not that Christians are to give a tithe, but rather that Christians are to give a free will offering. And that is something that, well, really is giving that is unlimited. It's giving that has been unleashed and unrestricted. In the Old Testament, when the tabernacle was being constructed, Moses put out a call for the Israelites to give a freewill offering, as much gold and silver and other precious items as they felt like they were capable of giving. And they gave. They gave so much that they ended up giving more than what was needed. And Moses actually had to restrain them. Moses had to stop them. Otherwise, they would have had such a great surplus, they wouldn't have known what to do with all of the extra that they obtained. No, when they had enough, they said, all right, that's enough. We can stop doing this. Under the law of Christ, however, we are commanded to give according to the degree to which God has made us prosper. And maybe that means that we give 10% of our income in a given week. Maybe that means we give 15 or 20%. Maybe that means we give even more. Our giving is not restrained by anything. There are no limits on what we can give as Christians. Therefore, we ought to give whatever we can toward the cause of Christ. I hope you understand my meaning here. As Christians, our giving is unrestricted. We are not limited by tithing or any other such law. We are instead told to give as we have been prospered. 1 week, that might be more. 1 week, that might be less. Either way, it is the giver who determines what the gift shall be. And we need to make sure that as we make that determination, that we are not being selfish, that we are not being stingy, but that we are being generous, as God wishes for us to be. He wants us to be generous and liberal in our giving, because ultimately, that is what pleases Him most of all. Now, there are many other things that we could say about giving, but I hope that this explanation is one that will suffice for you. I want to encourage you, if you have any further questions or comments about the subject of giving or about any of the other subjects you've heard us discuss on this program, please contact us. Our number is 270-821-3544. Leave us a message with whatever questions or comments you have, and I'll get to them as soon as I can, right here on What Does the Bible Say. Please come and visit us at any of our regularly scheduled worship services or Bible studies, and please plan on coming to our annual Ladies' Day and to our annual Gospel Meeting on November 1st and November 2nd through the 5th. Until next time, may God bless you as you study His Holy Word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say should be sent to What Does the Bible Say in care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?